What a great song to start off. I'm blue. And, you know, I may not be blue, but the sky is starting to be blue. I'm starting to see it. The sun is popping out. But we're expecting some rain later on tonight. And it's actually a beautiful 72 degrees in the Motor City and around the metropolitan Detroit area. It's beautiful. But, you know, we call it the Motor City, but engines aren't the only horsepower in the Motor City. Detroit Horsepower is a nonprofit teaching Detroit kids life skills through working with horses and learning how to actually ride them. After a decade of work, the organization has purchased a 14-acre plot of land here in the city's northwest side to establish the largest urban equestrian center in the country. Isn't that amazing? WJR's senior news analyst Marie Osborne traveled to one of Detroit's Horsepower's summer camps to get a look at this extraordinary program and how it's helping kids one horse at a time.
Hi, Rocky. So last week we did travel to Three Moon Farm in Oakland Township, and that's where one of this summer's camps is taking place. Here's what it sounded like.
6 feet. There you go.
Lots of instructions. About a dozen Detroit kids traveled here to participate in a unique program that gives students an experience with horses where they can develop social-emotional skills. The founder is 34-year-old David Silver, and he says it boils down to the acronym PERKS.
It stands for perseverance, empathy, responsible risk-taking, confidence, and self-control. But our ultimate goal is that students translate those skills that they're learning from horses and apply them to our everyday lives.
In the last 10 years, more than 500 students have gone to more than two dozen partner horse barns in the metro area for weekend sessions or week-long camps in the summer. For development director Sierra Gognard, horses are a perfect learning tool.
Horses have a unique power to really center in and hone in on the intrinsic social skills and social emotional learning that our students need that they can't necessarily get in a classroom.
And on the day we visited, 14-year-old Malik Lawson was riding Joey. He says that the connection was instant.
I would say specifically with Joey, he kind of reminds me of myself.
How's that?
Well, yesterday when I first met him, he had like a chill vibe with him, and he had a big appetite like me.
A key part of this program is learning how to coax the horse into getting them to do what you want them to. Grooming and cleaning stalls is a big part of the entire program that David Silver says teaches the kids about work and reward. This is 17-year-old Madison Wells.
I like to, you know, groom the horses and be around nature. And I like riding them, too. That's the funnest part. But I still enjoy, like, grooming them and stuff like that. Even cleaning, like, the stables, like, if I don't have anything to do and, like, we're just watching everybody else ride, I'll go clean, like, some spots up or somewhere, sweep the barn or something.
And the organizers, David Silver, saying these students who come through the program often go on to leadership roles within the organization. A lot of them go on to college. If you want to learn more, you can go to DetroitHorsePower.org. They have the architectural renderings there of this horse barn that they want to build. And you can head over to WJR.com. Our digital team has put together a really good video about our visit with the Detroit Horsepower.
That's a great story, Marie. You know, when I was a kid, we used to go up in the Thumb area for camps, and our parents would let us learn how to ride horses and so forth. And I learned so much about responsibility and riding a horse. I think it's one of the best things that we could be doing is teaching our younger students, especially the urban youth that may not have an opportunity to go out on the farm or see what it's like or even ride a horse, to experience that.
Right. And you heard one of the students say that he has to learn his horse's cues, like watching the ears go back. And a lot of youngsters don't develop those skills. They just don't have the opportunity to develop that. But you have to in order to be around horses, or else you're going to get hurt or you're going to not care for your horse properly. So it teaches them really these great life skills. And also, as you heard, David Silver was a writer. He's the one who founded this. He was a writer, and he said he basically learned how to overcome adversity. You just have to keep trying.
No, you really do. And I learned how to ride a horse again many years later before I went overseas in the military. They took us down to Fort Bragg, and the 12 strong, the story about the horse soldiers in Afghanistan. Actually, the captain was the one that taught our team how to ride horses and go overseas. We had to learn how to ride horses and donkeys. So it's a great story, Marie. Thank you very much for joining us on the Focus program.